Hi guys, my name's Angela, for those who don't know me. I'm so glad to have you here today. We're reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're doing verses 11 to 17. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that although they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as a supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom to cover up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect for everyone. Love the family of believers, fear God, honour the emperor. And that's our reading for today.
Well, thanks, Angela, for reading the Bible for us. And kids, wasn't that a great song? Again, if you're a Christ Central kid, you'd know that. It's a ripping song as we sing about God and the great God that we have and what Jesus has done for us. And parents and kids, just want to remind you, hopefully you got the kids pack during the week that Kylie sent out. And so we just want our kids to keep getting into the God's Word and just know the awesome God that we have. So kids, enjoy that this morning. And another message for the kids, we've got a special Zoom morning tea afterwards today just for the kids, along with the parents as well, just to sort of be part of that. So hopefully you've got the link for that. So kids, enjoy that. You get a chance to see again your Christ Central kids leaders as well. So really do enjoy that afterwards this morning. In a moment, I'm going to pray as we get into the Bible. So again, make sure you have the Bible in front of you. It's always good to do that. Just want to say it's been great to actually see the comments that people have already sent in about the things that they're missing and the things that I've already seen there, you know, coffees, hugs, sport as well, just seeing friends. So totally get that. So it's actually really good just to see what's going on for people around the place. So before we get into the Bible now, I'm going to pray, so I invite you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift of your word. And no matter what is happening around us, you're God who speaks. You speaks truth and comfort. And Father, we do pray that our hearts would be ready to hear what you say today. Thank you so much for this letter written by the Apostle Peter. And Father, may your truth go into our hearts that we might know Jesus, have our faith in him, and that we might together grow as disciples of him. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I did something pretty exciting during the week, and that is, and it's something that I've been missing to do myself, and that is that I got to do this little treat of I left the house and I went to Bunnings. And it actually felt really good. I actually got in the car for once and I drove past all this cheap petrol that I don't actually need because I don't even use the car that very often, but it was so good to do. See, hasn't life changed? What a transformation we've all gone through with COVID-19. The government has brought in all these restrictions that you and I, for us, that now our lives have really changed, you know, with our work, with our businesses, with churches, with our sporting habits that Jimmy mentioned before. And we've seen people's responses to these government restrictions. I reckon we've seen compliance. We've seen complaining, we've seen conspiracy theories, we've seen not caring, and I notice over in the US, I've even seen people protesting, resisting the tyranny of government. You cannot take our freedoms away. Well, the Bible, and maybe you'll be surprised, but it speaks to us about this. How to live as citizens. How to respond to government. How to respond to the laws that limits our freedoms. This letter, 1 Peter, we've been working our way through, has a message about government authority and how to be good citizens. Now, I just want to start by introducing the key word in this passage, and we'll actually keep coming back to this word over the weeks to come as well, but it's the word submit. It comes up for the first time in verse 13. It says there, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors. Now, I don't think many of us are really big fans of the word submit. Sounds like giving up our rights. Sounds like not doing what I want to do. And that's right. That's exactly what it means. But in the context of when this was written, to Christians in the first century living in the Roman Empire, this was submit when you got to live under the peace of Rome, but you also got to live with the cruelty of Rome. This was submit, be good citizens, even when you suffer under bad leadership. Because this was the time of Emperor Nero, right? During the reign of Nero, he organised festivals where Christians, because they refused to light incense and worship Caesar as God, they became bait for ferocious animals in the Colosseum. Nero organised for Christians to be human torches, candles on his front lawn. He was known for his decadence, his cruelty, his popularity, his military conquests. So I just want us to get this in perspective here. This word submit wasn't dependent on getting their guy elected. There was no election. There was iron-fisted rule. And yet this word here to Christians was submit. This word submit is a very unpopular word, isn't it? It just doesn't sit well with us, but it actually starts to take shape when you get to know Jesus. That's what Jesus did at the cross, you see. God's own son, he submitted. He didn't retaliate. He didn't strike back. He suffered. He was punished in our place at the cross. He was perfect and obedient, but he bore our sins for us. He submitted himself in our place, so that we might know God. So when the government tells us that, you know, parks are closed and that restaurants are closed and that you can't go out and do much and you've now got to do sort of even church in this whole new live streamy way, well, we submit. It's the Christian way. It's Jesus' way, you see, when he went to the cross for us. So then this passage then gives us a bunch of reasons we should submit to government. Very relevant for these pandemic times we live in. Let's look at this passage just a little bit more. It says that living as good citizens, as Christians, is part of our Christian witness. In other words, how we live, how we conduct ourselves as citizens makes a difference. People will notice. Check out verse 11 there where it says, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." See, how we live publicly matters. It impacts others. I noticed when we all went crazy for toilet paper and hoarding stuff, you know, the PM came out and said, "That is so un-Australian." Well, actually, he's wrong on that. It's very Australian to be selfish. It comes very naturally to all of us. So we're called on to battle against those sinful desires we all have, and we're to submit and serve others and not just grab for self so we don't give room for criticism that would come to Christianity. It says something similar in verse 15. If you've got your own Bible there, you can check it out for yourself. Verse 15. Now, it's not automatic. You know, do good and all your neighbours want to be Christian. It doesn't work that way. But I want to say this to Christians, to my church. Being a good citizen is mission critical. We want more people to be disciples of Jesus, don't we? Now, doing good, being selfless, won't make people Christian, but being selfish does turn people away. Well, here's the next point. Being a good citizen is about living in God's world. See, check out verse 13. It says there, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right." See how government is God's instrument to bring order out of the chaos, to establish peace, to punish wrong, to commend good. You know, with COVID-19 in the US, I saw a story about churches that that were insisting that they would run their Sunday services despite the new government laws that came in. A church pastor said, "The government's jurisdiction finishes at my church's door." But it actually doesn't. And by the way, that's how abuses go on unchecked in churches. But that's a way too small a view of God. I reckon that guy's suggesting that God's jurisdiction also finishes at his church door. As if God can't reign over Trump and over his local governor. No, God is bigger than that. This is how God brings the gift of law and order through our leaders. Actually, as a bit of thankfulness honouring exercise, how about drop in one more comment today about what aspect of government, you know, local, state, federal, that you're thankful for? Now, just one thing, you know, I'm thankful for. I'd love to hear what people say on this. I think that'd be a good exercise for us. You know, and when people don't follow authority, don't respect what should be done, it goes all bad. Remember Mr. Ming Ting today? Thanks, Ming. Well, here at Christ Central, like most churches, I think we follow the direction given by the government. So we're not meeting together for a time. Government is trying to work out what's best here, taking public health advice, taking economic advice. So what's our response? Well, when you're Christian, you submit. You don't honour them because you voted for them. You don't honour them because you think they're doing just the most perfect job ever. No, you honour them because that's what we're called to do. You know, God gives us government to bring order out of the chaos. Well, here's something else. Being a good citizen when you're a Christian is about turning your freedom towards service. And this is verse 16. It says there, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. See, Christians are free. We are free more than anyone. See, through Jesus' death on the cross for us and his resurrection, the shackles have been broken. We're not slaves to sin and self, but now we've been captured and we've been captivated by Christ and for his righteousness. And now we're happily living as God's servants, God's slaves. It's freedom to serve him and serve others. You know, with these lockdown laws to protect others, to protect the most vulnerable, people have actually been saying, well, I want to go to the beach. That's what I want to do. You know, as if your suntan matters. And then there's also been Christian churches protesting, well, this is a denial of religious freedom. This is taking away my rights. But the Christian way of life should be giving away our rights. That was Jesus when he went to the cross. I can't help but think when people are protesting about what they should be able to do, it's just them trying to protect their own lifestyle. You know, this is a good passage, such a good passage for the times we're living in right now. The Bible talks about faith and citizenship and government. Just want to end on one more point. See, the passage for today started with this. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. And it ends with that line, fear God, honour the emperor. I can both those lines for the Christian helps us to see our place in the world, see how we should see ourselves, first of all, as foreigners. It's not that, you know, when you're a Christian, you're a foreigner in that you speak with a funny accent and you eat weird food and dress in different clothing. No, it's foreigners in terms of first and foremost, we belong to Jesus. We're slaves to God. Our allegiance is to him. You know, if we could have a spiritual passport, our passport as Christians would say, Kingdom of Heaven. That's why we can say, fear God, honour the Emperor. It's a great line, isn't it? It's true that when you have Jesus, see how when you have Jesus, it just relativises everything. Our allegiance, our worship, our obedience, our ultimate citizenship, our holy fear is to God. And then we give what's due to the emperor, the king, the prime minister, the premier, and all their servants. We submit to her and to him. Times are different. Times were different in the time of 1 Peter. Government was Caesar's decadent family. It was an autocracy. We have a democracy. So we have access to government now, don't we? We can vote. We can be politically engaged. We can seek office. That's a good thing. Christians should be involved. But here's the thing. When it comes down to it, I think Christians in the end should sort of be ambivalent about government. A bit meh in that, and it's got to be carefully worked through here, but in that we fear God and we honour the emperor. Through government we can't bring in a new world order. Through government we can't bring God's kingdom down. We can't establish heaven on earth. It just won't ever work that way. We follow a better ruler, a better king than this world could ever offer to us. We follow Jesus. Now, we want more people to know him. You know, his submission at the cross for us. And Jesus will return. And in the meantime, we submit to every human authority. We submit to government, even in these COVID-19 times we all find ourselves in. Well, I'm going to pray. I invite you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who submitted himself at the cross for us, who did not retaliate, who did not strike out, who paid the price for us. And Father, may we realize afresh what Christ has done for us. Father, may we be shaped by the reality of the gospel, and may we live this life in this very practical way of honoring those you've appointed over us. Father, we pray that we might understand what submission is, and that we might bring glory to you, and that we might live, for those who are Christian, that we might live lives that are actually good in this world, that people might notice that we are different because we follow Jesus. And again, we thank you so much for those in authority, those governments over us. And again, we praise you for our King Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen.